And when Stephen was getting martyred, Jesus stood up and said, I receive that sacrifice. Because Stephen knew something. He spoke the truth in love. Yes. Religion won't give you the truth. Religion will give you an excuse.
Yes, right.
I say religion won't give you the truth. It'll give you an excuse.
Yes.
Jesus gave us the truth. He spoke life. He spoke truth.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
He loved you. And sometimes he said the truth. It didn't feel good. But amen, it made you. It made you righteous.
Amen.
You might not feel good, but righteousness has nothing to do about how you feel.
Right.
You have right standing in Christ Jesus. You have right standing beside Jehovah.
Yes.
God. Amen.
Yes.
You can stand beside him because Jesus is our intercessor. He's the blood. He's the sacrifice. Amen. Hallelujah. You can sit down now if you can. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You know, I'm not a dancer in the natural, but I tell you, if the anointing comes upon me to dance, or anybody in this place, dance, amen. I'm not talking about in the flesh, I'm talking about in the spirit. Because I'm not going to dance in the flesh unless, well, I ain't going to say never. But it won't be in the flesh, it have something to do with the spirit. I'll dance in the flesh when Ruthie gets married, Kelsey gets married, Dallas gets married, Rowan gets married. Unless Jesus returns, we're all married anyway. See, we're talking about February is Marriage Enrichment Month. But if you're single, you're married if you're born again. Because Jesus is your husband. You can't get out of Marriage Enrichment Month. Amen. Because God is love. He's got you. If you got him, he's got you. And you walk side by side until, just like he said to Enoch, come up hither. In other words, he was not, because he had this testimony. He pleased God. Amen. And if you have Jesus, you please God. You're in right standing because of what Jesus did. He loved you. No PowerPoint today, but there's going to be power. And there's going to be some points. Amen. You know why? Because the Holy Ghost, we're relying on his message today. Sometimes, Pastor, I'll have an outline. Sometimes I don't. But I do. Amen. Because of the power, the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And I do have a brief intro. Can I hear a drum roll? I can't even get a drum. We're going to get some drums in here one day, ain't we, Darius? Hear my drum roll. Hey, by faith, we're believing for live worship in this church.
Amen.
I'm not calling you dead. And if you want to play something, you got something to play out there, bring it and play it. Amen. I can't do that yet unless that anointing comes upon me. Hey, Lord, anoints my fingers. I'll get up here and play this piano. But if he don't, you don't want it. You don't want to hear what I'm going to play. It'll be chopsticks. Don't, don't, don't. That's all I know, and I don't know it too well. But I know the Holy Ghost, and I know Jesus, and I know he's got something special for you this whole month, this whole year, forever and ever and ever. Because the Bible says he is good and his mercy endures forever. So don't think just today is just going to be your day. No, forever if you got Jesus. And this month, or until I say this month, it might be this year, but specifically this message today is going to be coming out of Genesis 2. Genesis 2, 21 through 24. As I was praying about this month, our marriage enrichment month this year, and as I was ministering to you about New Year's, what the Lord had gave me for New Year's, it's amazing how, see, God doesn't speak to your brain. He speaks to your spirit. And I can be delivering. You can be talking, and God's speaking to your heart, and you can hear him. You can have a two-way conversation going on. You're speaking and speaking right, speaking things you understand. And then God speaks to you in your heart and you hear. Because as I was giving the message, I was seeing something, not with these eyes, because I'm seeing you. With these eyes, I was seeing something in my heart that I'd never seen. And then as I got to meditating on it and talking to the Lord about it, he said, that's going to be for February. I'm like, well, praise God. You know, that just, Lord, I saw that. And I didn't see the whole thing. See, God's not, he doesn't show you the whole thing. You couldn't wrap your mind around it. His wisdom. We're talking about the gifts of the Spirit. We'll get a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge. And that's all, one word from God can change your life. I heard Kenneth Copeland teach that. And he's living it. And it changed my life. God's word, not my word, what God says. One word from God can change your life. Lazarus, arise, two words. Had resurrection power in it. But see, Jesus knows your name. He knew Lazarus' name, and he was his friend. Death wasn't Lazarus' friend. Jesus was. Life was. Amen. You got Jesus, you got life. You don't have life, you have death. Lazarus had Jesus. He knew Jesus. He He followed Jesus. It matters if you follow Jesus. Follow life. Don't follow death. Amen? So we're going to be talking about life. And I got got this message in as I was delivering another message. So the Holy Spirit instructed me to go back and read about the creation of mankind. In addition, though, through that came what I'm going to be speaking about today. Do I know it all? No, but I will give you what the Lord reveals to me. See, knowledge is not revelation. Revelation comes from God. Knowledge is something that's in your head, and then He gives you that too. Amen? But revelation is different. In other words, you didn't know it until He gave it to you. Now you know it. Amen? And when God gives you something, you ain't got to try to think about it, remember. Now, I mean, it kind of might go out there a little bit, but it'll come back. Jim, the Lord gave him the directive for Spirit of Faith ministry was to, you heard in the back of your car, what's the mission for Spirit of Faith?
After I heard it, the wind was set to get straight. I heard it as I turned it into this parking lot right here off of Harris Street one day.
So, do you think God's got a purpose in that? A purpose in all of this? Yeah, He does. Help the hurting, heal the wounded, set the captives free. Amen? God's still in the business of that. Well, He wants you free in every area of our life. Amen? In relationships. Specifically with Him. Be free to worship Him. Honor Him. Love Him. Amen? And if you're in bondage, religion won't bring you to Jesus. Religion will bring you to a church, will bring you to a priest and say, confess to me. Jesus said, I've already forgiven you. Walk free. Amen? You ain't got to confess to Jesus. You just walk with Jesus. And once you've confessed Jesus as your Lord and Savior, as Tammy was singing, we were celebrating Jesus. Jesus didn't go around telling people about how unworthy they were. He went about telling them how good He was. He was loving them and healing them and telling them good things. They heard about all the law. They knew what sin was. It was raining in their mortal bodies. Jesus was bringing in a new covenant, a new day. There's going to be a marriage supper of the Lamb, but before then we had to come into that covenant. He had a courting season with us. Amen. He was here on the earth showing us what life truly is. And then you had to come. He said, all those that want to come. And He called everybody. Everybody has an invitation to Jesus. But you got to come to Him. You got to believe that He is the only way. He's not just a way. He is the way. The only way to the Father. I just had a great conversation with a Jehovah Witness yesterday. And we talked about Jehovah. I come down to his level and told him about, I can agree with you here and we can talk about this, but there's some things. And I said, no, I don't need your book. He wanted me to give the book. I said, no, I didn't read it. I don't need it. Thank you. And then I went into the next thing. The Holy Ghost gave me to say. I gave him an experience I had. Because he said he was studying to be a Jehovah Witness. And the Holy Ghost said, he needs to study about me. Amen. Now's a good time to get some good word into him because he don't need to be studying about a religion. He needs to be having an experience, a relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen. And I'm believing that the words that I spoke, they're going to be like Jesus said to Saul, why are you kicking against a prick? In other words, you're in this religion. The truth has been laid before you. Now it just ain't going to settle until you get the right stuff. The Holy Ghost is going to reveal something to that man. Let him know that there is a God. And he has a son, Jesus. And he's working in the earth through the church, through the Holy Ghost. Amen? Amen. See, religion can't stand against the truth. Amen. If you want the truth, Jesus, it will be revealed to you. Because I asked, I said, Lord, I need help. And I opened up the book and read. Believed it, confessed it, Romans 10, 9 and 10. And I stand before you today, 20 years later, filled with the Holy Ghost and power and preaching the gospel. That was God's plan. The devil's plan was death. Destruction. Ha, ha, ha. Ain't happening, devil. Ha, ha. Another one you lost. You lost. All that work you did on me, all those years you worked on me, devil. Sorry, not to see you. Amen. Jesus set me free. Amen. Thank you, God. And the first thing, you've been here long enough, you heard me say about this. The first time I got baptized in the Holy Ghost at camp meeting, and then I went back that same week, waiting for God to give me that good news. Man, he's called me to preach like Billy Graham and fill up auditoriums. And I went down, and the preacher said, now, I see that there's a call on your life. And the word came forth, get your marriage in order. I'm like, whoa. I thought he was going to send me to the nations. That's the ultimate goal. Well, I'd say, no, your marriage is the ultimate goal, relationship with God. That's things he wants you to do, that he needs us to do. But he don't want that if I ain't got things going on right in my home, in my relationship with God, because I can't give somebody something I don't have. And they've had enough of religion. They need relationship. They need an experience with Jehovah and his son, Yeshua. Amen. And the manifestation of the Holy Ghost and power. Amen. I'm not a Jewish scholar, but I'm a Jew by the new birth. I know some things because Jesus reveals it to me. Amen. You ain't got to be a Greek or Hebrew scholar. Just be a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. And let him take you to the school. Amen. To the school. His school. Amen. The school of wisdom. Life. Thank you, Jesus. Do you know what the title of this message is? Some of you heard me say it. Bone of my bone. Bone of my bone. No bones about it. Amen. So we're going to get in this thing. And I'm going to get in it as y'all get in it. Genesis 2, 21 through 24. Let me get there in my D-book. I got this computer for maybe a tool. But, you know, Jesus didn't have the Windows 2010. He is the window of heaven. Can you say amen? Amen. He don't have to do updates. He's got it all. We the one that need the updates. Genesis 2, 21. Let me get there. Genesis 2. King James Version. And the Lord God caused a deep, say deep,
deep,
deep sleep. Anybody have a problem sleeping in here? Ever have a problem? There's your word right there. The Lord God caused me to have a deep sleep tonight, Lord. Now, he's not going to take anything out of you. He's going to put something in you. Amen. He's going to take the fear or any of that, whatever's caused you not to sleep. You trust his word. Caused a deep sleep. You are a part of Adam. You are a part of mankind. To fall on Adam. And what happened? God says something. What happens? You sleep. Amen. He slept. And he took one of his ribs. Uh-oh. Adam didn't know that. And closed up the flesh in its place. The rib which the Lord God had taken. And if God wants to take anything from you, he'll give it back to you better than what you lost. Amen. In other words, he takes this offering. See, I'm not talking about he's going to take something you don't. You know what I mean? He receives. He takes this offering you gave today and he multiplies it back to you. 30, 60, 100-fold. I've heard Jim say many times he got offered a job when he didn't have a real good job, and they offered him $5, $10, $15, just an example. He said, I'll take 15. Amen. If God says 30, 60, 100, just go ahead and believe him for the 100. Three or four. See, that's his story. Amen. He said, don't you take my story. That's my story now. I was back there. He worked hard for that three, four. But God has been good, hasn't he, Jim? Jim, been good, Jim. Amen. Preaching the gospel, helping people in Africa preach the gospel. So whatever God's called you to do, just do that. If they say, now, minimum wages went up a little bit, a good bit since then. If they say, I'll give you this or that, but they're offering you a job, and God says, take that. He'll bless the work of your hands. So sometimes don't be, I mean, you shoot for a goal up here. Paul said, I press to the mark of the high call in Christ Jesus. Sometimes he wasn't all the way there yet, but he was pressing there. He was beaten. All these things he went through, but still Jesus stood by him. The angel of the Lord stood by him, and he got to where he was going. But you got to start. The main thing is, wherever you are, just start. Take that and let God promote you. Not man. Let God promote you. Because it'll come at the right time, at the right place, at the right price. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. God knows. So he took a rib. The Lord God took the rib from Adam. And he made into it woman. 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 And he brought her to the man. And Adam said, here's the title, this is now, help me, bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh, she shall be called woman. Now, Reed, don't try to call, don't change Tammy's name now. This was in the beginning. All right? That was the first woman, and that's what he called her. You call Tammy Tammy now. You don't call her a woman, right? If she likes you to call a woman, that's fine. Jesus called Mary woman. That was the culture, right? You know the name she likes you to call. Call her that name, right? Amen. And you'll be blessed. Because she was taken. Here's a taken. That was a good thing Adam that God took from Adam. She was taken out of Adam. Well, Adam didn't know she was in there until God revealed it to him. They were one. Amen. They were one unto God. Let us make man in our image. They are one. The Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. They are one. Correct? This is Christianity. This is 101. You ever witness to anybody that is not a Christian? They are one. We can agree. But they manifest through the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen? It's called family. Say family. See, God was looking for a family. The family, he put it in the man. Mankind. Male, female. He created them in the beginning. Male and female. They were right in that family tree. Help me. What's the name of the tree? Tree of life. Tree of life. Amen. So anybody ask you about your family tree? Say, yeah, it's a good time to witness. I'm in the tree of life. Don't get caught up in all the colors and cultures. And I mean, that's okay. You know, don't make an argument about it. I'm American, Indian, Native. I don't know. We all flow with the same blood. The blood comes, the life is in the blood. Amen. And we all bleed the same color. So don't look past that. God says this, your yea be yea, your nay be nay. We all one in God, in Christ. We're all the same. There's neither male, female, Jew. It don't matter. If you're in Christ, you are in the family. God was looking for a family. He had to look. He put, when God created, we go back to the creation. Day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. When he, on day 7, he said, I'm finished. Does that mean he was tired? No. When a lawyer rests his case, what does that mean? All the evidence is done. All the evidence has been brought to whatever. Yeah. Help me. We've got a lawyer over here. It's been shown. Come on, who said that? Somebody was helping me. Come on, Lewis. It's been finished. Amen. I rest my case. Everything I've had has been laid before you. Everything God created has been put there in the earth for Adam. Adam. For the family. Amen. Everything was put in the earth to where it was there to bless us. Amen. We're getting there. This is all introduction. I like it so far. How about you? God's good. Look at there. Y'all just help me preach this thing. Now, before I go, therefore, well, let's read the therefore, because we just read why it's therefore, right? Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother. Now, I'm not looking forward to that day in the flesh when Kelsey and Dallas and Ruth and Rowan, when they leave, but I'm looking forward to the cleaving. I'm not talking about a cleaver. Come on, guys. Cleave. When they leave, you know, and if they've not, there's a special prize there if you're not called to marry. You're married to the Lord. That's a high calling too. But if you have a desire to wed, come in covenant with male, female, husband, wife, that's a sad time for a parent, but it's a glad time, a celebration. That they're going to get to experience what me and my wife have experienced. God blessing us and blessing us with children and children's children to build the kingdom, to build life. Amen. And they shall become one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, Adam and Eve, and were not ashamed. Not ashamed. Now, just a little bit of, how you call this, Kelsey, biography. When you deal with the body, that's called what? Biology, right? What'd I say? Biography? That's about me. I'm going to talk a little bit about, and don't look at my body. I'm not talking about my body or your body. I'm talking about God's body that he created. See, when you look at me, this is God's temple. So look at me in love, amen? You got to love me because God created me. Lewis, you get a week, we get a big amen on that. Lewis tells us all the time, you got to love me Because God created me. But as I was, when the Lord gave me that, I just thought about bones. Maybe share this a little bit. And I just dug a little bit there. You know, archaeologists, they dig and dig up bones and find out information. I heard Pastor Jim, he's my pastor, so I can talk about it a lot because I've been underneath him for 8, 10, 15 years. I heard about him one time. He gave a message. I was there, so I can tell you about it, right? Now, I might not have the details he had, but he talked about DNA. And he'd done some research, read about it, but you know, he had a lot of wisdom on the inside. And he told me and explained to us that DNA is a strand of words. Our DNA, our molecular structure. Help me, Kelsey. We are made of DNA cells. And I found out your DNA, all your cells have the same words in them. Every cell is alike, have the same DNA. Mine's different. Yours different. But your body all has the same DNA strand. You're special. You're peculiar. Amen? Amen. There's only one of you. There's only one of God in three persons. God, if he had spiritual DNA, they're all the same. They are the Word. Amen? They all say the same word.
Yes.
They are life. There's no death in God. He's life. That would be one of his words. Life. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the
life.
Let's see, that's three. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. There is three ways in Jesus. Amen. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And that's the only way to God. That's the benefit of being with Jesus. Amen. The way, the truth, and the life. Can't get lost on that trail. Had to preach right there. I don't care how far you out. If Jesus is in you, you're going back. You're getting back on the right path. I ain't talking about going to heaven. I'm talking about just down here in life. We're getting back on track this year, right? In our marriages, in our relationships. Just be in Christ. And just talking about biology and the body, DNA, and I got to, where's that at? Where does blood come from? I never had these thoughts before. Of course, working for GE, you got to take these exams every year, safety exams. You got to know about blood pathogens and all these things. And I usually pass. Thank God I still got a job. They're multiple choice. Thank you, Jesus. I'm glad. I love multiple choice. When I started attending Life Christian University, I'm like, I don't like to do tests. I've been out of school for so many years. But most of them, they're true, false, multiple choice, and very few fill in the blank. Thank you, Lord. Amen. It's a good school. You'd like to test because it's all about the Word. Amen. And it's on the inside of you if you've read it. Once you've received Jesus, he's on the inside of it, but then you need knowledge of it. In other words, he wants you to find it. Find him. He's in you. Adam didn't have to find Eve. God brought the woman to him. Amen. He brought him the Word. He brought him the woman that had the Word on the inside of her too. Amen. See, they were created by the Word together before he separated them. So what did Paul say in Corinthians? What shall separate me from the love of Christ? Start naming them. Nope, can't do it. Shall tribulation? Nope, can't do it. Shall angels, principalities? Nope, can't do it. Nothing can separate me from the love of Christ. Amen? Because that's his word. That's his bond. I grew up knowing if you gave somebody your word, that's your bond. And if you gave your word and you're married and you didn't check with your wife, uh-oh, we got trouble, but I'm going to have to be in the doghouse because I gave him a word, honey. I'm sorry. You better repent to her, but you got to keep that word. Amen? Now, if she forgives you, and the other person forgives you, you might have an out there maybe, but still, watch. Before you commit to something, that's your word. Amen. Jesus committed his life. He would give it. He would be the sacrifice, and he didn't back down. Now, he asked the Father, Lord, is there any other way? Because he was in the flesh then. Amen. That flesh didn't want to go to the cross. But Jesus did. Amen. The word did, because that was our redemption. That was our salvation, was in the word. And I got to study, and I said, well, where does blood come from? Google. If you don't know, just Google it. It'll tell you. I don't like the Wikipedia. That's kind of the first thing that comes up, but I like the real. I've grown up on the encyclopedia. I don't. Can we get into Wiki? I'm just kind of. I'm very. Don't like those W's for some reason there. So, blood is made. Help me. In the bone. In the bone marrow. In the bone. bone of my bone. So see, God had a plan. He put everything, he created, that bone is dust, but when God breathes life into it, it became bone marrow, cells, livers, kidneys. Man, all these things came from God, from life. You got a dead kidney, speak life to it. You got a dead lung, speak life to it. Amen. The name of Jesus. Amen. Healing. Talk about the communion. That's life. The bread of life. And seal it with the blood. The promise. Covenant. And I got to studying that blood is produced from the bone marrow. So as I got to looking, God put Adam to sleep. And he took something from him. He took a rib. Now I love ribs. I love them barbecued, honey barbecued. Chili's got good ribs. And if I'm right now, every male child that's born is short one, right? We got a short rib. We're missing one, right? Somebody help me. I didn't study. Does the woman have all her ribs?
Yeah.
Well, looky there. So she's got something we ain't got. But it's mine. Hey, man, it came from me. Now, if that's your woman, now, Jackie, that's your bone. You understand? This is talking about marriage. Don't be going around, if you're single, looking at a woman and say, hey, you got my bone. She ain't going to understand that unless you bring her to church, you buy the CD. You take. Why I keep saying buy the CD? We give it to you. If you want to donate money, that's fine. The world, these things that get stuck in you, you think you got to buy everything. You can't buy the gift of God. You can't buy life from God. It's free. Amen? It's free. Free gift. Jehovah's Witnesses don't understand that. They don't like blood transfusions. They won't give their blood because they have a misunderstanding of what life is truly about. But God needs us to be a witness to the Jehovah Witness. Amen?
Amen.
Now, you got to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, how you're going to be the witness to him. But I stood toe-to-toe with this man and looked past religion and was looking to the heart, to the blood, to the life of that man. And Jesus wants his life. He wants him out of religion. And I've got to introduce him to Jesus. How's the best way? Now, I haven't took religion and cults yet in school. I probably will because I'll probably teach it. But if you've got Jesus, you've got the greatest teacher that's known to mankind. It's called the Holy Ghost. And don't think that you need to step out of this because you don't have. He said, I'll fill your mouth what you need to know when you need to know it. If you'll trust me. And I believe he gave me, I believe words of wisdom came, words of knowledge came. I talked about heaven and he mentioned heaven because he thought he was on heaven. And I said, well, where's Jesus? Man, this is all about life. And he says, well, he's in heaven. I said, well, then you need to be prepared to go. And it ain't here. He's in heaven. So it was confusion to him because why? It's a confusion religion. It's not the truth. But the Holy Ghost worked in me, and I just sit there and just spent 25 minutes. I had a business meeting to get at church. That's where I was coming from, Colette. I was witnessing to a Jehovah Witness about Jehovah and Yahshua and then the Holy Ghost. See, and he offered me his book, and I said, no, thank you, politely. I've read it, and I don't need it. I didn't say I left the don't need it out. Amen. Because you can study all you want about Jehovah. If you don't connect it with Jesus, you're lost. Amen. You're lost. Jesus is the connecting. He's the connecting factor. He is the way. Amen. He's the way back to Jehovah. So, blood is produced in the bone marrow. The life is in the blood. So, bone of my bone, Adam said, this is my life. In other words, he didn't have a revelation of everything that was on in him. He didn't go to UNC Chapel Hill and get a master's degree in biology. But he was talking in the cool of the evening with Creator God, Jehovah. And he was showing him and teaching him about life here on the earth and here in heaven. And he was experiencing a relationship with the Creator. See, God comes down and fellowships with us. He's not up there in heaven just because he's higher than us. No, that is where he lives. That is where all of the universe is kind of like, let's say, headquarters. Amen. That's headquarters. And we're going to be there one day. But we can get a glimpse of it today. Days of heaven on the earth. Your marriage can be just as Jesus is going to, soon and very soon, we're his bride. He's already said, I do. And if you said, Jesus, I do, then that's two I do's. Amen? And you're together. Right now we're separated, but we're one. That's a mystery. That's Christ in the church. He's in heaven. That's our goal. That's our high prize, is to come to that marriage supper of the Lamb. When the King, when the Father says, Son, It's time. Call them in. It's time for the supper. God's got a big table up there. How are we all going to sit there? I don't know. But when he calls, come up, I'm not going to argue. Well, Lord, do you know what time it is? Service is getting ready to start. And he says, come up hither. I said, come on, I'm going to look at you guys. I say, come on, because we're going quick. Amen? It's going to be that quick. In the twinkling. See, your wife should be the twinkle of your eye. Amen? And vice versa, Tammy. Now, I pick on y'all because y'all up front. Patsy ain't here. So I'm going to the third row, be on Randy and Jackie in a minute, and I'm working my way to the back. Larry Honeycutt. Thank you, Jesus. Have we got to verse 4 yet? I don't know. But no, we're not through this yet. Life is in the blood. Amen. Zoe, God's life. There was no sin yet. Life, God's life flowing in this family. And he was coming down in fellowship with, and he had all this, the whole world. God says the whole world's in his hand. But he had the whole world, Adam and Eve, together to rule and to reign. Now, they had a lot of work to do. That's a big place to fill up. And it's never going to be too populated for God's plan. Amen. And it's never going to be too hot that we can't stand it. This global warming and all this stuff, we're going to be all right, guys. And don't send your money for all this big plan about to stop it, because God's going to destroy it one day. So don't even you try to stop it. But while you're down here, you're in a bubble. Think of yourself. It's called the blessing bubble. Just call it the BB. The BB of God. I'm in the blessing bubble. And as long as God and his word is in me, I'm going to be blessed here on this earth, even though it's cursed. Amen?
Amen.
Your marriage, don't never call your marriage cursed. You call it blessed. Because God, that's what he called it in the beginning. He said four things. He blessed them saying, how do you bless Cindy? Oh, I forgot, Cecil. That's why I'm looking at you. He blessed them saying, Cindy and Cecil is going to bless us with what they're getting ready to say. Come on up, guys. they're our example of a blessed marriage. Just one example. I'm just saying they're one example, but they knew I talked about this. They're going to come up, and they're going to share what's in their heart about bone of my bone. Don't give them the bone, Cecil. And flesh of my flesh. Who wants to begin? Ladies first.
Yeah, he always makes me go first, but I get long-winded, so I'll make it short. We've been married, we'll be 42 years in July.
Praise the Lord.
In June, excuse me, I said July. But I can say that God put us together for a reason. Being really young when I met him, and, you know, that was back in early 70s, it was a long time ago, seems like, but then you look back and it just seems like yesterday. It's like, you know, he was rode a Honda and had long hair, and Larry thought he was a hippie. But anyway, I was attracted to him, and he was attracted to me. So then our relationship, it blossomed. Well, we ended up getting married, and shortly after that, we had our first daughter, Brandy. And that was a blessing. And she was more of a blessing than I think a lot of people realize, but we had to grow up fast, and a couple years after that we had Amanda. So God blessed us with our family, and it was not easy. I think that people put more emphasis on themselves than they do raising their family, because they don't understand how fast their kids grow up and they grow on, especially when they turn 16 and get those driver's license. It's like they're home, and then all of a sudden they're not there. They don't need you to take them here, there, and everywhere. Well, one by one, they left. They went to college, they got married, and left us. So it's like we had time to work on ourselves. So God has blessed us in a lot of ways. He's blessed us spiritually. He's blessed us financially. And he's really blessed us with family. Family is the number one. We are not materialistic people, because we know we come in with nothing. We're going to go out with nothing. But what we do and how we touch other people, that's what's going to stay. But Cecil and I, through all of this, we've grown, and we've grown a lot closer. We've been through some situations that just a very few people know about, and it makes you really appreciate. I'm sorry. makes you really appreciate and understand who you have and who you could lose. We've been through a couple of times where it's just like you got bad reports, and all you have to do is just talk about it together, and we can just pray together. I said, God, you know, this is in your hands. You know, you're going to work it out, and you're going to, you know, put the healing where it's needed. Well, we didn't even tell our family about this one particular issue that went on going on for about pretty close to a year. But anyway, we just put it in God's hands, and we know that everything's going to be okay. Then I went through a situation where I just recently had surgery. And so he told me, he said, I'm going to take care of you. And I really felt like he was overprotecting me, because it was just like, you don't get up, you're not supposed to get up, you're supposed to stay right there, you tell me exactly what you want, or what you need, what do you need? And I would go to the bathroom, and it might be taking me a little bit longer because I was slow and, you know, stitches and everything. Are you okay? Are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine, just leave me alone. But anyway, it was just like he was right there for me. He would make sure we had dinner, and make sure the kitchen was clean, the laundry was done, all this other good stuff that I normally would do. And then he would go off to work, and then he would come home and do it all over again. Then he hit the recliner, he said, I'm wore out. But, you know, it's not an easy thing, but whenever you've been together from a very early age and you've grown up together and then you've raised a family together and you have experienced losses of your parents together, you just draw closer. And then when you're older and you see your kids grown and your grandkids, you don't get to see them the way you want to, you tend to cleave to one another. So whenever it's all over with, it's like, he is what I have, and I have what he has. It's about us, and that's why the love that I have for him is so deep. It's not that giddy love that you have when you first find that attraction with somebody that's young and new, but it's by growing through all of these things together and living life. And I thank God every day for this man, because we are equally yoked. We did not realize at the time that God has had his hand on us from the very beginning up until now. And he will never take his hand away from us, because we love the Lord and we put him first. And we know without him, this would not be possible, and nothing is possible without God.
That's my bone. That's my bone. All right, yesterday when you told us to do this, on the way home, I said, so what? No, you know what I'm talking about. I'm not a really good speaker, so just bear with me here. All right, he asked us, he asked us a few weeks ago. And so, and I thought about it then, and I worked on it a little bit, you know, not worked on it, but just thinking about what I would say. But on the way home yesterday, I said, so what you going to say? And she said, well, I'll think about it, you know. So we got home, had dinner, and she jumps in the recliner and starts snoring. It's like, okay, she's going to ad lib with this. But I said, you know, I'm going to have to put something together. I'm going to get up there and be in trouble. Right, she was sleeping. She was snoring. And then I was reading some things in Genesis, and then you got up this morning and said, Genesis 2. I said, well, he's taking my message. And but, you know, God works things out. Amen. You didn't go where I'm going to. So I'll put a couple of things here. Y'all bear with me here. So I got a revelation. I got several revelations for you. One revelation is God knows more than we do. Amen. He does. We know that's true, right? In Genesis 2, the first part of Genesis is all about the creation. And he creates the heavens, the earth. He creates the plants. He creates everything that you can just look around and see. And then he created man. Up to that point, he said, everything is good or it's very good. Amen. But when he created man, he looked and he said in Genesis 2:18, he said, it's not good for man to be alone. Amen. That's good. And so God made a helpmate.
Yes, he did.
Help meet. Mm-hmm. Like some translations say helpmate, but help meet, I looked that up. And so help meet, it's not a servant.
That's right.
It's, hey, when am I going to get my dinner? I'm out of underwear. When am I going to eat? And it's not that. But she does do a lot of that, most of it. And so, but a help meet is someone that supports you, encourages you, builds you up, should command you. All right, then the next revelation is God loves us. Before I met you, I was young in the early 70s. I was on a road of self-destruction. Mm-hmm. And but, you know, God had a plan for me. And the plan was to start off with, he put you in my path. And that really, really slowed me down. And I fell in love with you right away. And I'm really, really grateful that he done that for me, because I'd probably be dead if it wasn't for you to come into my life. The next revelation is God teaches us. I think everybody in here can agree with what I'm going to say. Marriage can either be heaven or hell.
That's right.
If you try to do it on your own, I mean, just, you don't have to believe me, just look around.
Yeah.
If you try to do it on your own, you're going to be miserable.
Yeah.
And it's not going to work. But if you rely on God, if you just read places in the Bible, Ephesians is a good place. And he teaches you how to love your wife, how to be the leader. And God is the way. Let me read this. This is... husbands, love your wife just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. There ain't no greater love than that. I mean, you know, you can think about it, but there's not. All right, last one here. Revelation, God wants to bless you. And Deuteronomy, Reed, help me out here. 28. It's talking about the blessings and the cursings. And he even gives you the answer.
That's right.
Choose blessings. And so if you do it God's way, he'll bless your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there's times that, I mean, we're not perfect.
Right.
I mean, we've had some bad times and we've had some wonderful times. But right now, our marriage is probably stronger than it's ever been. And I think she said something about this was, you know, after your children leave, if you don't have something there, you're going to be in trouble. Because a lot of marriages, it's just, you know, it's all about the kids. And then they're gone and you hear crickets. You know, what are we going to do from that? But ours has gotten stronger, and I thank you for that. Keep having fun. I mean, don't stop trying to work on your marriage and do the things that you did in the beginning. And it goes both ways. And in closing, I always wanted to say that.
Is that a hint?
In closing, I got to read one thing. I'm glad that Jim did this. That's right. I had a, back when Cindy did have her surgery, I had a real good friend that sent me a text. And I just wanted to read that text. And it says, she's blessed to have you with her. Forrest Gump said it best. You and Cindy go together like peas and carrots. And the person said, supernatural healing released to her in Jesus' name. Love you, Pastor Robert.
Praise the Lord. I kind of felt a little bit bad there. See, your mind, see, that was from God, spoken through me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Supernatural healing. Amen. That's what God does is supernatural. Spoken to you, Lord, look at the time. Cecil, you closed, brother. See, there's a reason I didn't have all that outlined, because Cecil had the message. See,
amen.
Ain't that right, Lewis?
That's right.
I don't have it all. It comes from the body.
Amen.
That's why we need one another. Amen. That's why Adam said, whoa, that's bone of my bone. You got something I need. Woman, get over here. That's paraphrasing. What next verse there, right? That's bone of my bone. Adam, and we're going to close here. Second closing, right, Pastor? You can't get that last closing, Cecil. No. Adam knew after he woke up, something's missing. What did Cecil say? That aloneness. Something's missing. Because see, God, like Cecil said, everything, he's seen all the animals, God, all the creation, and he's seen how they love. See, animals love too. It's just not God's kind of love. It's the philia, it's the flesh love. But there's only one agape love. As a man lays down his life for his wife. Just like Jesus said, no greater love then a man will lay down his life for his friend. Well, once you come, Jesus said, I call you friends. No longer do I call you servants, I call you friends. In other words, he is married to you. He went in a covenant when he cut that blood sacrifice. If you're a man, he's your woman. If you're a woman, he's your man. In other words, he is God to you. He's married to you. He's joined to you in that blood covenant, in that life covenant. Whether if you ever need to get married or not, he's married to you. And he says, I'll never leave you. See, God don't believe in divorce. He didn't create divorce. It was given, that's getting on down. It was given for man's transgression, for our weakness. See, there's no weakness in God. Amen? That's why he doesn't need divorce. When he sees marriage, he sees it forever, to life. I didn't say death till we part. To life. Amen? There's no death in God. When you come to him, you don't have to, you drop the death off of a word, a prefix. When we come to Jesus, we drop the death. Man, that's awesome. See, marriage, like they talked about, we got Christ. We don't have to experience the death, the destruction in marriage that the world is experiencing. From one marriage to a broken marriage to another marriage. God wants us together. That's his whole plan and purpose. And then I even like where he even says, if you do divorce, God's never left you. You can remarry. Because when we get to heaven, we're not going to talk about marriage no more. But down here, we need one another. If you need that companionship, God says, don't. It's not good, Cecil, that we be alone. Adam says, there you are. When he saw that woman, there's my bone. There's my bone. And he went and fetched it. He went after that bone, right? He didn't let that woman leave. There was something there that attracted woman to Adam, Eve to Adam. And it was God. Amen. That was God's bone. Amen. God created that bone. He created that Adam. And see, that's the whole mystery of marriage, is God took something from Adam and he made something for Adam. It took him a little while Adam's asleep. See, that's our biggest excuse, guys. When she says, why didn't you do that? Says, I was asleep. I don't remember you saying that. I was sleeping. That's our excuse we got. Because see, when Adam was in that deep sleep, he didn't know what God was doing. He didn't know what that woman was up to. Till she showed up. Where you been? I've been sleeping, honey. Hey, if God puts you to sleep, that's going to be a good sleep. You're going to wake up and you're going to be writing something down. But God brought Eve to Adam. And then that was the first marriage. He said, for this cause shall a man leave his mother and his father and cleave. In other words, what God created is good for you for life. Amen. And if you get a wife, the Bible says, if you get a wife that God's given you, it's a good thing. Amen. So don't look at that thing and say, she ain't looking that good no more. You know, you say, she's a good thing. You prophesying. And women, you say the same thing. Bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh, to be continued. We're working our way from the rib I ain't going to tell you where we're going next week. Amen. There's always, how many bones in a human body? A lot. 206? I got a 206? 208? Well, I'll say this. God knows. If he knows the hairs on my head, some of them's missing, he knows every bone in my body. Man can put a name on it. Femur. Rib. God called it a rib, so I know that's a rib. Amen. And I love what Jim said, and this has stuck with me on marriage. He said, God never called woman to be under her feet, under his feet, but to be by his side.
Amen.
Because the rib was taken from Adam's side.
Right.
See, when God delivers something, it stays with you. And I have to poke myself in the rib sometime when that woman that God gave me is not making me feel good. I poke myself in my own rib because it's missing. I'm like, if you leave her, you're missing something, boy. You better straighten up. You might think it, get away from her is better, but no, you're always going to be missing that rib. We had to add to that marriage right there, Jim. That's pretty good. Poke yourself in that rib you're missing because that's her. Amen. This message is going to save somebody. Amen. If you need somebody that's struggling in their marriage or relationships, invite them to church next week.